open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, a very happy football Monday. We'll get this week off to a great start. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Bernie Kosar will make his regular Monday visit. So much to talk about with the former quarterback. Got to talk about this draft coming up now. Only a couple of weeks in counting until we get to draft week. Wow. So it's upon us. Players are making their visits to Berea, the college prospects, of course, and other NFL outposts as teams take closer looks at who these guys are and what they're all about to figure out what to do with that sixth overall pick. Do they keep it? Do they trade it? Do they draft a corner? Do they draft a defensive end slash outside linebacker? Guy who played end maybe in college and he's going to be a 3-4 outside linebacker. What are they going to do with that pick? Because it could go any possible way. So I want to kick that around with Bernie Kosar and see what he thinks about it. And week number two of the off-season program is underway. Players in the building working out and working with the strength and conditioning coach. Not on the field yet. That's coming up next week. But for now, it's indoor stuff. It's strength training, conditioning work, classroom work. Alex Mack, center for the Browns, sits down with Jameer Howerton to talk about how things are going with the workouts and what he's been up to. He was at the Hollywood boot camp, kind of a cool thing the NFL set up for players who are interested in the film industry, whether they're interested in being actors or directors or producers or whatever it might be. And the league has these cool programs. So they have a broadcast boot camp down at NFL Films in New Jersey and South Jersey where players can take a crack at that business, at that industry, to see if that's something they might want to do. Browns have had some players involved in that program before. And now you got Alex Mack involved in this Hollywood boot camp out in, and he's an L.A. guy, so it's close to home, and he's going to talk with Jameer Howerton, I'm sure, about some of that as well. Your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages, to our Browns Daily email, which is daily at clevelandbrowns.com. You can also voice these things. You can call 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, and we'll, you know, let you hear yourself on the air as you ask a question or offer a comment. Sean goes the Facebook route. He says if the players have been selected through this offseason can stay healthy, and he puts that in caps, during training camp and preseason, this should make for a mighty interesting and exciting football season. I'm inclined to agree with you, Sean. And health always is that unknown, that X factor. And too often I think it's gone against this team. Too often it's been a problem, but it's a problem everywhere. I don't think it's something that's necessarily just a Browns thing, but it's been a problem for the Browns. And I think part of what the hope is with having Brad Rohl here as strength and conditioning coordinator, for having a whole new strength and conditioning program and exposing players to that, is to minimize those injuries. And you've heard him on this show talking about it, the different types of approaches that he's learned through his many years of being around the NFL, 20 years of working around the NFL, and that's on top of the years that he's worked at the collegiate level in strength and conditioning training and education that he has received from Europe, from Olympians in Germany and Russia and so forth. So hopefully those will make for a healthier team. Don from Twitter says the Browns have $29 million in salary cap. Will they acquire any more starters? I don't know if that number is. I've seen similar number reported. I don't have an exact figure on that, Don. But I would tell you that, yeah, there's a good chunk of probably, what, half of what this team started out with in cap money, roughly, is available? And the short answer is no. I don't think they're going into free agents, to use free agency, what is left of free agency, to seek starters. That's not who's really out there at this point. If you're out there at this point, and there are some name players available, some recognizable names, the Charles Woodsons, the James Harrisons, who aren't employed right now, for a couple of reasons. One is they're holding out for more than they're being offered. If they're being offered whatever they're being offered, if they're being offered anything, some teams probably aren't even going to dignify or insult them with offers that they would automatically refuse because of they would be at the minimum end. And I know that's the case in some cases with these, not necessarily these specific guys, but with players who have some years and who are available. And keep in mind, when you're Brian Urlacher, another name, obviously big-time players who have had big-time careers, but I think to them, they're in a good, they're in a personally good situation individually, where they have the income to say, no, I don't want to go through the hassle of a training camp and preparation for a season for anything less than X number. They're in that position to say that because if you presume that they've taken care of their money, and not all guys do that, not all people do that in the sports and entertainment industry where a lot of money is earned, but too often not enough of it is saved, sadly. But if they are in that category of taking care of their money, they can be choosy. They can say, nope, make it worth my while. I don't really want to do this. You're Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez on an interview with NFL Network last week, I heard this, where he was talking about coming back to the Falcons. And remember the story that he had supposedly put a stipulation, a condition with the Falcons that he would only come back if he didn't have to go through training camp. Well, he's coming back for the Falcons. And he said that I'd never thought about going anywhere else if I was going to continue to play. Obviously, there was a lot of doubts about him continuing playing. But here he is, first of all, in the position of one of the greatest tight ends in the game still, in great shape and whatever. And he said, I need some time. He answered the question about that stipulation, saying, well, there's really no specific stipulation about training camp, and I guess he isn't stimulated to be part of camp so much, because he said, I'm interested, he's got a 12-year-old son, I'm interested in spending time with him. He's got things that he wants to do, and there's certain parts of my schedule, etc., that the team has agreed to give him the leeway to spend that time. So he's going to get preferential treatment in coming back. That was in exchange for continuing his services to a team that absolutely needs and wants his services. That happens. Doesn't happen, I don't think, very often, but it happens. Exceptions are made. Certainly seen that through the years of being around this game. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to hear from the quarterback, Bernie Kosar, going to make his regular Monday stop with us. We will have a lengthy chat, I'm sure, about all kinds of Browns topics and get him to answer a couple of these questions and comments that come in via the Browns social media pages. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Drives down the lane.
March is different. Why? That's why. So get some Bud Lights and hold on. There's no rationality, predictability, and monotony in March. Nope, there's none of this. But a whole lot of this.
Game's on the line. 3, 2, 1.
And people get zone like...
What? Oh, no!
Yeah, because March breaks more hearts than February and fools more people than April. And for 31 days, it gets... March is nuts, but it's amazing. And we're all fans. Your best friend? Your pool cleaner? Aunt Shirley.
Woo-woo!
Anyone willing to travel halfway across the country, a giant cardboard face poster in one hand, Bud Light in the other. Only in March. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We have the accounting workload under control. More or less.
We are swamped. We need Bob from Account Temps.
Data entry might be 2 weeks, months behind.
Bob can step right in. Get us caught up with AP, AR, bookkeeping.
The big stuff still gets done, like payroll. That's not due till... Gotta go.
Everyone needs an accounting superstar like Bob from Account Temps.
Out of the way.
For your custom-matched temporary accounting professional, go to findyourbob.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Get ready. Golf season just around the corner. Start thinking Shale Creek. Shale is one of my favorite tracks. Hi, gang. Riz here. Will you see it? It's so beautiful. Plus, they now have the new clubhouse opening up in April with a full-service bar, restaurant, and banquet facility. It's more than just a great golf course. It's a great experience. Perfect for your foursome, your group, or your golf outing. Call Shale Creek now, 330-723-8774. That's 330-723-8774. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a football Monday. And the Cleveland Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party is Thursday, April 25th at First Energy Stadium. Watch all the first-round draft action, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors are going to open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we are going to go... for this next segment to the Revel Wireless Hotline. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
He joins us regularly on this show, Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, as we near the draft, we're only a couple of weeks away from draft week, the conversation ramps up. The rechecks and double checks and triple checks, whatever you want to call them, are underway by all teams, including the Browns, to see exactly what some of these players are all about. And it doesn't necessarily mean because they take an extra look at a guy because that's the guy they want, but you want to know, I think, everything about everybody because it affects your draft strategy, even with regard to what other teams might do around you in the draft.
Absolutely. I mean, you're right. We're 2 weeks from draft week. We're 17 days and a couple hours from actual picking and being in the position to handle that number one draft pick. And although we talked about it at the combines and people and fans talk about it, I think sometimes they really overlook it, the critical importance of not only what other people are doing around you or potentially what they may do around you, but also the overall health and physicals that the kids have gone through. We looked at the defensive tackle, Star Latule from Utah, who had the irregular heartbeat. We talked about Matt Barkley, who's a quarterback coming into the draft with an average-ish arm and then has a right shoulder problem. Teams that are interested in players, particularly at the higher end, the top end of the draft, it's critically imperative that from a medical perspective, the teams understand exactly what they're getting. Because if you have an issue as a 20, 21, 22-year-old college kid coming into the pros, odds are if you have an issue health-wise, physical-wise, it'll exponentially get worse as you continue to play pro football. the importance of the draft, the importance of the draft picks. It's really imperative that you understand what you're getting yourself into, especially from a health and physical standpoint.
For sure. And Bernie, as we move closer to this draft, the conversation seems to narrow about what the Browns will do at number six. There's an overwhelming sense among bloggers and prognosticators and people who are doing their mock drafts that this is the place at six for the Browns to take D. Milner, the cornerback from Alabama. And to some, it's like a foregone conclusion. I'm not as convinced of that as others are, even though it's a crying need, and even though Milner ranks as or looks as the best corner in the draft, I still think the possibility is equally as good that the Browns could go defensive end, or I should say outside linebacker, a guy who might have been an end at the collegiate level, and I'm talking about Deion Jordan from Oregon specifically, who could fit very nicely as an outside linebacker in the Browns defense. My sense is that this is a discussion about getting a corner or helping your secondary just as much by having a better pass rush, by knowing that you have now maybe two difference makers in Paul Kruger and whoever else you draft.
Well, would I be greedy to say I wouldn't mind either one of those two options, to have wanting both of them in the Browns defense? That's for sure. But one of the things that, and Hanford Dixon, a good friend of ours and a good friend of the show, may get upset with me about this, but you know, if you don't rush the quarterback, sometimes it doesn't matter how good a cover guy you are. And pro receivers are going to get open if you give them enough time to work a DB, a corner, a safety, no matter how talented they are. So more goes, I think what a lot will go into it on a couple fronts. One, as you astutely point out, Paul Kruger being signed as a free agent, and the Ray Horton coming in as the defensive coordinator, switching schemes and doing more of an attack-style defense with a free agent like Kruger, who has been capable of, at the end of games and in clutch situations, being able to put pressure on the quarterback. That adds to good defensive back play. But also the fact of, where is depth in this draft? I think if the Browns and the scouts and Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner and Chud, if they feel comfortable that, yeah, D. Miller's a fantastic cornerback, but if they feel comfortable that there's other cornerbacks, maybe not at his level of play, but there's depth in the draft to, in later rounds, get cornerbacks that have an ability to play at the NFL level, like Pete Carroll has found in Seattle the last couple of years. He's taken some guys in mid-round picks that a lot of people didn't think were going to amount to much, and he's put together a really strong secondary. Conversely, same thing is true from the outside linebacker pass rushing side of it. Yeah, Deion Jordan from Oregon looks like a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete with a lot of upside at the outside linebacker, Sam, rush position. But if you find other guys in the draft in the mid to late rounds that you feel may not be at his athleticism standpoint, but you find that they maybe have other guys that are capable of being good to solid to above average players that could rush the quarterback in the mid to late rounds, that also sometimes affects how you handle your first round pick. If you think in the second, third, fourth, fifth round, you could add guys that play the same position, that could do similar things, that may give you an opportunity to go a different way with that first pick.
Bernie Kosar joining us via the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know, Bernie, and this is, I know, a question that you will better answer, but this is a perspective I have, trying to look at it the way a quarterback would look at it. And I'm thinking that yeah, a cornerback is someone you worry about, a good one. You've thought about, you've prepared a game plan, knowing what this guy can do. You've studied his tendencies, all that stuff. But I would still say your bigger concern after the snap of the ball is that pass rusher and how much time he's going to give you or not give you to make that throw. So from a value standpoint, while it's imperative to have good people covering, if, and I think about this AFC North in particular, when Ben Roethlisberger buys those extra seconds that he, by trademark, is able to do, there is no corner, as great a corner as you could have covering, can't hold his guy so long that extra time that he gets by moving around prevents him from making a throw. He's going to make the completion because the greatest corner can't cover a guy forever, and there's only a certain amount of time. And we've seen this more and more in this game with quarterbacks who are mobile, who are able to buy time, that they're making even outstanding corners look bad.
Well, Vic, again, I don't want to seem too agreeable and too happy and nice on Monday here, but I couldn't agree with you anymore on that point. You're right on there. The cornerbacks today, their athleticism, there's no doubt that they're fantastic, but you hit it right on the head. The Ben Roethlisbergers, the guys who, Colin Kaepernick showed it last year. Hey, even Joe Flacco, who's supposedly a mobile stay in the pocket quarterback, showed, especially in the Denver game with 31 seconds to go, being able to buy time, step around, and make throws down the field. The best cornerbacks are challenged when a quarterback's able to buy time, get those couple extra seconds, and when you have to cover for 4, 5, 6 seconds as opposed to 1.5 to 3 seconds. Boy, even the best cornerbacks, even the most talented athletes with God-given ability, it's almost impossible to cover down the field. So, again, it is, in today's pass game, imperative that you have good cover cornerbacks. But, we've talked at length on the show, on the air and off the air privately, about the importance of the front seven, the need to be able to consistently put pressure on the quarterback, and not only put pressure, but cause them during the course of the game week in preparation to have them cognizant of who these guys are, where they have to alter their protection schemes, where the linemen, the backs, the tight ends, the quarterback, the offensive coordinator, the play caller, are altering and thinking about these guys who put pressure on the quarterback, because that still, in my opinion, is the most disruptive thing to good offense.
Bernie, let's address some of the questions and comments that people submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And let's try this one. Dave from Twitter is asking this. He says, is cutting so much of the Browns defense without signing new players making this team better? Only so many draft picks can start. Now, he's referring, of course, to Chris Gokong and Usama Young, who were released last week especially, and then thinking that this team is relying, or making the point that this team is going to rely too much on draft picks in addition to the people brought in free agency. But I say this, first of all, the defensive side has been what's been addressed in free agency. So the outgoing players, I think there's more than a wash here. I think, and as outstanding a player as Chris Gokong could be, he's no longer a fit in this defense. And I don't think Usama Young was as much of a difference maker as this team needed him to be to justify keeping him aboard and not pursuing somebody else via the draft or however they do it. I know they haven't signed any safety yet in free agency, but my thought on this is that I don't think that you're putting too much pressure on the draft to supplement these spots, but this still is a young team, and yes, it is going to continue to get younger.
Well, I really believe, and maybe a slight disagreement with you here, I actually think there is a lot of pressure, not only on our team for the draft, every team right now. The draft is imperative to every team's success now in the NFL. It's just the way the game has changed with the salary cap, with basically the rookie draft pick wage scale there is pressure on every team to pick good and rely on the draft, whether you want to or not. And you look to the Super Bowl champs, Baltimore Ravens, last year. I think they had 10 or 11 rookies playing and suiting up for them in the Super Bowl last year. So even top teams, teams that like Baltimore, that was supposedly a veteran, old team, they supplemented their team with so many young guys. So that is the way it's going. And to your point, or to the Twitter question, I don't call it a wash either. And I'm not trying to jump on Usama Young, but there's supposedly a big free agent signing a few years ago, coming from New Orleans, coming from our area here. But, you know, age and injuries or something that father time gets a lot of us in the football business.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't practice a lot, missed most of training camp. I think every year he was here with a new system and him getting older. You really need to be in practice today. It's tough to miss so much practice and then be able to be a playmaker on Sunday afternoon. And you hit it right on the head with Chris Gokhan. You know, hard-working guy who came over from Philadelphia in the trade when Tom Hecker came over and Mike Holmgren came in. But better suited probably for a 4-3 defense, switching to the 3-4. Not really as much of a position for him. And he's coming off an injury, too. And he had a hard time staying healthy. So, again, I don't want to minimize these two guys or throw darts at them on their way out. But the odds of them contributing, like they really didn't contribute last year, the odds of them contributing this year aren't very good. So to have added guys like Kruger and to have open spaces like this, a lot of teams are looking for safeties right now. We're not the only team. So
right. The
draft is something where, yeah, there's some young safeties in there. Yeah, it's tough to be a rookie safety in the league, no doubt about it. But it's more the direction I think the league is going with the salary cap where it is and the rookie wage scale, that you have to be able to have success within the draft to have your team compete over the course of a whole season.
One more, William from Facebook. He's talking about the Browns switch to a 3-4. He says the Browns need to get a dominant guy or a dominant pass rusher or a nose guard. I mean, I think the dominant pass rusher, we talked about this, could come in the draft in addition to Paul Kruger, because this is a draft-related point he's making. Phil Taylor and John Hughes, I mean, I think you probably could rely on those guys there. I'm looking at their physical prototype. He also, William, makes the point that, you know, there's offensive linemen are deep in this draft, so maybe you could pick up somebody there after the second round. And I think I'd go along with that as well. But I'm inclined to think, let's see what Phil Taylor or John Hughes are able to do in that middle area.
Well, I concur with you there. Look, Phil Taylor, John Hughes have played really good football. Tyler Rubin has played phenomenal football. I mean, that's one area where I feel really comfortable with. Yeah, there's some guys in the draft that definitely are going to be fantastic NFL football players. But you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, this draft is a weak draft at the top end of it. And I don't know if it's weak as much as there is a high risk, I think, high reward at the top end of it. But I really do think there's some positions like offensive linemen, tackles, outside linebackers, defensive tackles. There's some receivers that in those rounds, 2, 3, 4, and 5, could be some really special immediate contributing players that could be there. So, again, there may not be the sex appeal, the sizzle of some of these top-end media-driven names that maybe we've had in the past, but there's a lot of, I think, depth and athleticism. And we saw it by the combines. We saw it by some of the film that we've studied on guys that aren't necessarily household names, but guys that could be drafted in second, third, fourth, fifth round, even later, that really have the athleticism and potential to be really difference makers in the NFL. So the more of those type of picks and the more of those type of opportunities you have, I think that really helps increase your chance to quickly or more quickly redefine your team or redefine your defense moving from a 4-3 to a 3-4.
Bernie, great as always, and we will talk to you again soon, my friend.
Sounds great.
All right, he is Bernie Kosar, the quarterback, joining us as he regularly does via the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
All this market volatility is really unsettling.
I don't understand how earnings can go up, but stocks go down.
I know Europe has debt issues, but I don't understand why this affects my portfolio.
I need someone to look out for my financial goals and interests.
Investing today can be complicated, but with the right partner, it doesn't have to be. I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Wealth Management in Cleveland. Baird has guided local families and businesses through the challenges of the last decade. Our global resources and research keep the big picture in perspective, while our deep expertise in financial, tax, and estate planning ensure the advice we give is tailored to your specific needs. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that everyone at Baird is fully invested in your success.
Discover the advantage of a financial partner with your best interests in mind. Visit BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight through Wednesday against the Altoona Curve at 6:35 p.m. Tonight it's Hot Tub Party. You heard right. Six lucky fans will enjoy the game from a hot tub right on the concourse courtesy of JobRight Pools. Tomorrow is two tickets for the price of one, and you could win a 42-inch flat-screen TV on Wednesday. Gates open at 5:30 and game time is 6:35. Seats start at just $5. Call 800-97-ARROWS or buy your tickets online at AkronArrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ballgame.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Before we get to your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, got some breaking news. This is being tweeted by Adam Schefter of ESPN within the last 5 minutes or so. He is saying free agent wide receiver David Nelson, who had formerly been with the Buffalo Bills, has reached an agreement on a one-year deal with the Cleveland Browns. Talked earlier in the show about what the Browns would be doing the rest of the way with some of the money left under the cap in free agency, and would some of that be used on starters? Now, my initial thought on that was no. I'd still maybe no. I don't know that David Nelson necessarily comes in and has a starting job, but he's an interesting guy to bring aboard. This is a tall receiver. This is a big guy, 6'5", 215. He fits the prototype of what this Norv Turner, Rob Chudzinski offense is all about with big guys on the perimeter. So you think what this team already has in Josh Gordon and Greg Little, and you throw a David Nelson into the mix as a towering athletic type of player, and we'll see what he could do. Played at Florida, was on a couple of national championship teams there. Bills had signed him as an undrafted free agent back in 2010. So it didn't last very long, and this is the thing. He's on that team. Now, they changed coaches. So he was there for Chan Gailey, and he was there for Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. They've changed the coaching staff now. It's Doug Marrone there from Syracuse. It's a different, maybe, offensive concept and different opinions, even though the GM is still in place, Buddy Nix in Buffalo, but different opinions about what players should comprise their offense. So that happens, and that's happening here with the Browns. It happens with all teams, and he becomes available. They decided not to sign him, but you still have to keep that in the back of your mind. They decided not to sign an offensively challenged team, or an offensive challenged team, or a team with an offense that was offensive that the Bills had, decided not to keep a component such as this receiver. Does that make a loud statement? Maybe not necessarily, but it does give you the sense of okay, there's reasons why guys are out there, and he's brought in the latter tiers of free agency, so you get to that point, and maybe, again, I love the size ratio thing, the athleticism that goes with the size. I love that part of it because I see the fit there. Career numbers, 94 receptions, 1,042 yards, 8 touchdown passes. And we'll be getting more information on this. Again, the Browns have not made this official, at least as of yet. I checked during this last break here, but I am going to tell you again, Adam Schefter, ESPN, tweeting this. All right, Joe from Facebook, he says, look, I'm telling everyone, Brandon Whedon will be better because he's in a better system, period. He still threw for over 3,000 yards. And everyone loved Phil Dawson, but we also should have gone for it more in fourth and threes, especially when the result was a 50-yard field goal. Come on, brothers and sisters, trust Haslam. I like that. In Haslam we trust, says Joe. And that's been my contention right along, that you should expect improvement primarily because of what this coaching staff will do. That's putting a lot on this coaching staff, but so be it. That's what they're paid for. That's what they were hired to do. Make any quarterback, Brandon Whedon included, better. So Jason Campbell, Thaddeus Lewis, the three quarterbacks that this team now has, and we'll see if anybody else joins the mix between now and the start of after the draft, the rest of off-season workouts, training camp. And this coaching staff, and it's not only the mechanics of getting into the technical coaching, the mechanics of it all with the quarterbacks, but also building an offense that ties into the skill set, that makes receivers better at what they do, the line better at what it does, that everybody understands this and figures it out. You heard Alex Mack, or you're going to hear from Alex Mack, I should say, you will hear Alex Mack talk about that. It's a good, I stress that you pay attention to what he gets into, because Jameer Howerton's going to have a conversation with him shortly that we're going to share with you, that working with an offensive line coach, not only such as this team's got a two-headed offensive line coach here, George Warhop, who is retained and understands all that was in place before the arrival of Rob Chudzinski and his coaching staff, but has great knowledge of the line that is going to remain intact, at least very likely the majority of it will. But then you throw in a Mike Sullivan, who understands, he's been here before, of course, as a coach, but knows what Rob Chudzinski is looking to do, understands this offense, and can teach those elements to the O-line, that tying into this whole point that it would be better, likely better, in improving. Okay, so I teased it. Alex Mack, that's going to come up next in a conversation. Alex Mack and Jameer Howerton, look forward to that as you listen on a football Monday to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And now, back to Andre Knock.
I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings, where tournament basketball is hotter than a pocket full of wing sauce. You've got to get to B-dubs for college hoops. If any tournament game goes to overtime, everyone in the house wins $5 in free food. Plus, any group of eight or more scores a free sampler platter. Don't follow your bracket at a joint that can't hack it. Get to B-dubs for every minute of tournament hoops action.
Thanks, Andre. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the Northeast Ohio location nearest you.
I'm Joel Matt, President of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
One, two, three.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Now, we mentioned before that Adam Schefter from ESPN has tweeted that the Browns have agreed to a one-year contract with free agent wide receiver David Nelson. Again, no confirmation yet from the Browns on that, but I wanted to pass that along to you, the former Buffalo Bill, who is reportedly now a Cleveland Brown, or will be when he, I guess, signs the paper after the agreement. That's where it starts with agreement, and then it's followed by a signature. And that's, by the way, when things are announced by the teams. We take you inside the locker room on this show. We've been doing that, of course. We did it all last week. We'll continue to do it with players around and participating in the off-season program. Today, our own Jameer Howerton sits down with center Alex Mack. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Alex, the team is entering into week two of the off-season conditioning program. What is phase two of the program looking like?
You know, it's good to have the full team out here. We're working out. We just starting to do kind of working in position work. So it's good to just be as a team and working out, and, you know, everyone's full participation is really good.
And what does it mean to you when you see full team participation?
You know, it's good to have your team here, you know, because it's a team sport and you want to build that. We have a new coaching staff, so everyone's here excited to learn the new positions. You know, we're in the classroom going over the playbook and stuff. So installing now, it gives you a good jump on the season coming up.
And with the new coaching staff in place, there's one familiar face for the men up front. That's offensive line coach George Warhop, along with Mike Sullivan. How is that process having Warhop when you're learning a new system?
It works really good. For offensive line, it's a really big thing to have your same coach, you know, because we can have the same coach who we know and he knows us, and we can do what we did last year and convert it to the new offense. So our transition is much quicker. It's really smooth. We know each other, you know, we've all worked together. And as offensive linemen, teamwork's a real big thing, so it just helps with the whole transition.
Now, having Coach Sullivan, how's that been working out? What are you learning from him?
He definitely brings in, he's done this new offense. He has some of the new protections, some of the new run plays we're doing. He's really experienced with that, so he has a lot of experience that he can help us learn the new offense from that point. So we have the best of both worlds going on here.
Speaking of a new offense, what's it been like working with your new offensive coordinator, North Turner?
It's doing good. You know, we're just in the first, we just finished up the first week in week two. So it's just like the very baby steps right now, but the good things are in the future.
Now, during this offseason, you were part of the NFL Hollywood Boot Camp. Tell us about that. What was that like?
That was pretty cool. You know, I was able to go out to California and visit Universal Studios and kind of learn about all the different aspects of, like, Hollywood, you know, directing, acting, producing, and all these different things. And so it was a great opportunity for me to get briefly in the offseason just to see a glimpse of what a future career could be.
Now, fans got a chance to go online and see pictures of you. It looked like you were, like, in a Roman outfit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did. We split the whole group into two groups, and we had to do two different little, like, five-minute skits. And so we did a Roman comedy, and it was pretty fun to do. You know, we had a good time.
Now, growing up in L.A., was show business something that you wanted to pursue?
I love reading books, and I love watching movies. And I thought maybe I could, two of my favorite hobbies, I could build into something career at some future point. So it was a great starting point to kind of learn kind of what you needed to learn. I think it was a good use of my time.
And now with next week, you guys are going to have a veteran mini camp. Just talk about some things that you want to get accomplished.
I think it's important just to learn the new offense, you know, get the whole team together, learn the new offense, get comfortable with everybody, and just get back in the swing of things. You know, the earlier you can get started, the more physically fit you can be with the strength program and on the field work to work on your technique is just going to make the transition into training camp and then the season all the better.
And lastly, Alex, you're heading into your fifth season with the Cleveland Browns. Just talk about your mindset as you're going through this off-season program and you're gearing up for a very long season.
I think right now it's important to, like, stay physically fit. You know, you want to be ready for the season. So right now you got to start early and get on your body and make sure you're healthy for the season. And then from there you can also work on your technique and, you know, build what you need to do that you think you need to improve on from the year previous.
Alex, thank you for your time. Good luck to you.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, thank you, Jameer Howerton, and very polite Alex Mack. Have a good day. I like that. He's not so polite on the field, though. He definitely plays with a different temperament. I don't think he's wishing a good day to too many opponents out there, for sure. You know how intense that guy is at center. All right, we're going to get into more of your questions and your comments. That's what we do on this show. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later.
today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Looking for the biggest, best sandwich with a big, meaty taste sure to bowl you over? Then, people, welcome to the beyond belief taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Genoa salami, spicy pepperoni, and black forest ham nestled on your choice of freshly baked bread. All this bountiful goodness filled high with your favorite veggies. The big, meaty taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Only at a Subway restaurant. Be beautiful. Subway. Eat fresh.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
NCB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NCB, get big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Cooper, up to $100 off. Bridgestone, up to $120 off. Nitto, up to $150 off. And Goodyear, up to $160 off. And your tires are ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NCB for big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 off. Now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mail-in rebates on four tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval and 42813. Void where prohibited. See NCB.com for details. Big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 off. You're ready to roll. NCB. Service, tires, and oil.
Watching our kids and grandkids at play outside creates awesome memories. It's just not the same to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Hi, this is Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle in the Middle and 500, Red Rover, and Beanbag Toss? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free no-obligation quote on having us turn your lawn into where childhood memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great yard games and descriptions for them to play. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories. We use only golf course quality, time-released, granular fertilizers that meter out over 8 to 10 weeks and make environmental sense. Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and your friends and neighbors. So call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Going to go back to your questions and comments submitted to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You know about this show's Twitter page, at Browns_daily. You know about mine, at VICCARUCCI. You could submit questions, comments that way, too. Steve from Facebook, he says, how about building an offensive line to protect the quarterback? Hard for any quarterback to complete passes lying on their back. No fooling. You know, I think this goes back to that, similar to the answer about the quarterback itself, the position itself, and the expectation that it would improve through what the coaching will bring, what the scheme will bring, what Brandon Whedon will bring internally, what he'll bring to himself as being all part of getting better from last year, of doing a better job, of learning from the mistakes, of studying the tape and I know he has, of everything he did last year and making himself better, figuring out how he needs to stay ahead of defensive coordinators who were catching up to him, especially in the second half of last season, as is often the case with young quarterbacks when they start getting that proverbial book on you. And just the pride, just the whole thing, footwork, all those things that he knows he needs to work on and make himself a better player. But the O-line, it too, all these things apply. You have a player who is going to enter his second season in Mitchell Schwartz at the right tackle position. Did a pretty decent job there last year. More than decent when you consider a rookie who started the whole season, who overcame a rough start and I think leveled off and actually played, in some games, played exceptionally well. It was an uneven year, but it was a solid enough year to say right tackle isn't a problem anymore, at least based on what we knew it to be prior to last season. And I mean, building it, you don't specify, Steve, what you're talking about, but I'm going to take a wild guess here, and you want to see those guard positions improve, and they're generally thought of as the weak links of the line, but I don't necessarily think that they're going to be, continue to be something less than acceptable. I think, first of all, the standard is going to be are these guys up to snuff? Are they consistent and is their play commensurate with what you have around them, which is some pretty good players at left tackle and center, and I mentioned right tackle. And Jason Pinkston, the unknown about him coming back physically how well he recovers from that blood clot. What's the state of his game when he comes back? And Sean Laval, another guy who has to invest the time and the energy and the effort to be a better player. He knows that. You see him every day, part of these off-season workouts. You see a guy, I think, who's determined quietly to get back at it and make himself better. But the draft, you can get into the draft and find some spots. I think there is some depth. Find some players, I should say, to address those spots. So maybe there is a guard, round 3, round 4, that you might go after, round 5, whatever it might be. I think it's fair to say that this team will come out of the draft with interior line help. Not guaranteeing it, I just think it's fair to expect that. Mark from Twitter, he says, who do the Browns get in the draft to play corner? Do they take a chance on the Honey Badger in the 3rd round? Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if Tyrann Mathieu is in this team's plans. And 3rd round, that's probably about as high as it might go for him, right? I mean, I've heard on another radio show over the weekend, a national radio show that I'm part of, Sirius XM NFL Radio, where a guy brought up a 2nd round pick for him. Not to the Browns, but just in general. And the general feeling that we expressed on the show and that I heard others chime in on, was that was really high for him. And, again, for the off-field baggage that he brings, we'll see. We'll see. Can they go to corner? If they don't go to corner with the 6th overall pick, and talked about this at length with Bernie Kosar, and I still think that that's a distinct possibility that they would lean more toward the pass rusher and improving another pass rusher and improving your pass defense that way, and then get a corner a little later on and just sort of add enough pieces at that position to create some decent competition for the other spot opposite Joe Hayden. And you got to get a good slot guy. You got to get a good nickel corner. I mean, that's a starter. That's an important guy. Now, Jesse from Facebook, the skeptic, says, love how the Browns are trying to sell us fans on, quote, depth and talent of this QB class. Wake up, Browns. There is none. Stick with what you have. Phil Pressey needs develop who you have, and then it becomes necessary, and if it becomes necessary, to get a quarterback next year from a class that actually has talent and depth. I think he was referring to maybe a story that dealt with the position on our website, but that was not anyone trying to sell you on anything, Jesse, honest to God. But that's the way you took it. That's the way you took it. I think the Browns are more focused on, we know what they're more focused on. I don't think quarterback's the highest priority, but maybe somewhere along the draft they go and get one. I want to thank Bernie Kosar and Alex Mack. I want to thank Jameer Howerton, Drew Boatner, Lauren Whitaker, Dave DiNatale. The 10th inning is next, and we will catch you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.